A scenic stretch of the Bear River just north of the Utah line was eyed for a new dam, but staffers for the Federal Licensing Agency say the project shouldn't be built because it will damage the environment. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Staff for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission have been studying the proposed Bear River Narrows Dam. They've concluded it can't be built without ruining the popular tubing and fishing spot and millions of dollars of habitat restoration. Kathy Rinaldi is with the Greater Yellowstone Coalition. She says the 4.5-mile stretch is special and the last truly wild section of the Bear.
To think of that area inundated with a dam and another reservoir is pretty heartbreaking, considering the environmental impacts as well as, you know, the recreational amenities that it provides folks and the economic benefit it provides the communities down there.
Other critics include the Idaho-based Shoshone-Bannock tribe and historians set on preserving the Bear River Massacre site. The Twin Lakes Canal Company wants the dam to store water for irrigation and for 10 megawatts of power. Company President Claire Boson says the fight's not over.
We've been working on this 14 years and spent millions of dollars, and we wouldn't have kept going if we didn't feel like we were making headway and FERC was saying anything derogatory about the project.
Boson says the dam offers other benefits to the community, like improved water conservation and stability for farmers who often face irrigation shortages. But other observers say the staff's advice is almost certain to mean the commission will deny the license. A final decision is expected in several weeks. Judy Faze, KUER News.